1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's a busy month of May for Wellspring Stratford. Joining us in studio with details is Lisa Stacey. Lisa, good morning. It's good to check in once again.
Yeah, you too. Nice to see you. Beautiful morning.
Beautiful morning. And first off, though, so much to talk about, but congratulations, Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce, a well-deserved award.
Thank you. It was an honor just to be nominated and to be awarded the non-for-profit award and speak about Wellspring in front of 400 people of amazing businesses in Stratford was great, just to let everyone know a little bit more about Wellspring.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. Maybe before we talk about the events coming up for May, tell us about Wellspring Stratford for folks maybe not familiar with it.
Great. Yeah, Wellspring Stratford is a cancer support center. We support people in Huron and Perth County for anyone who's directly affected by cancer. So this could be someone who is recently diagnosed, which we see quite a bit. This could be the caretaker that needs support as well, or someone maybe who's lost someone from cancer and they don't know where to turn, they don't know how to cope. So the programs that we offer at our facility are programs like meditation, yoga, art therapy. We've partnered with the YMCA to do AquaFit classes once a week. Reiki and therapeutic touch, so healing sessions that we do with people. And then we have a whole online section of programs that we offer to people that might not be able to get into the center if they're having difficulties with their cancer journey. But one thing I wanted to mention, coming up in the fall, this is the first time we're going to be offering a program for kids. And it's going to be kids from the ages of, I believe, 7 to 12, and it's whose parents or grandparents are going through cancer. And we've partnered up with incredible organizations in Stratford, like the Local Community Food Center, Pursuit Climbing, Cozines, the Falstaff Family Center, all these amazing places that are going to offer programs at their facility for the kids.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, we're really, really excited. We're working with social workers and the school board to be able to find kids who are going through this situation right now and just bring a little bit of joy into their life.
Mm-hmm. Some amazing programs and services available. And in the meantime, we need some fundraisers to help keep this going. So we're going to do some golfing later on.
Yes, our golf tournament. It is our 17th annual. I can't believe it. And it's at the River Valley Golf Course this year on May the 30th. And we always do a 5 p.m. shotgun start. It's a super fun tournament. Everyone always loves it, always comes back the next year. So we're looking for golfers, but we have closed all of our donations for our silent auction. We got over 170 items.
Oh, my goodness.
The community was so generous with giving this year. And I believe we also have over 30 hole sponsors right now, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so we just need the golfers to come out. And I think people are just starting to think about golf right now and getting on the golf course. So if people are interested in golfing, they can go to the website or they can give us a call at our location in Stratford.
And we should mention it's $95 per person. You get a $30 tax receipt, or there is the option of the dinner only, though.
Dinner
is that
only.
Right?
Yeah, and the dinners there are just amazing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. But make a full evening of it, certainly, with the Wellspring Stratford Golf Tournament, 17th annual one that's happening on May 30th at River Valley Golf Course in St. Mary's. Always that challenging golf course there.
Yeah,
that's a lot of fun.
Those hills.
You get a good workout.
That's right.
Absolutely. So we'll pass along details about that. It is, by all means, not too late to register to be part of that golfing. And you've also got a raffle going on. Is that right?
Yes. We're actually doing a lot of raffles this year. We've got a 50-50 raffle. It's still going on right now. So again, you can check out our website for the details. It's, the ticket sales end on May the 30th. And then the next raffle right afterwards, it's going to be a quilt raffle. One of our volunteers and one of our members made these, they're gorgeous quilts. They'll be online to check those out for any quilt enthusiasts.
Which there are many.
Which there are many. We're just continuing these online raffles. They've been doing really well. So it's just a little bit of extra help.
Nice. And you've been having some great partnerships like with folks at the Kinsmen Club. That's been awesome, too.
The Optimist Club of Downey.
Optimist Club of Downey, too.
Yeah, sponsorship, yeah. The Kinsmen. I think that the more that we do these events and especially from the chamber, more people kind of recognize our name, ask questions, and think, of course we want to help you out
exactly.
And donate.
Okay, in the meantime, we got the golf tournament coming up. We got 50-50 raffle. We've got lots happening. Again, let's pass along the website so they can get details.
Yeah, the website is wellspringstratford.ca. You can go there. There's lots of different things to find out about our programs, find about our fundraisers, and also how to donate. But when in doubt, just give me a call. I'm at the office, or I have 18 incredible volunteers that are there between 1 and 4, between Monday and Friday. So you can give us a call or come on out and look at our facility on Lorne Avenue in the same building as the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, yep. Very good.
And yeah, we can go from there and help you out.
They're here to help. Wellspring Stratford. Lisa Stacey, thank you so much, Lisa, and continued congratulations, of course, on the award and continued success with these fundraisers.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.